More Florida students are passing state final exams in algebra, geometry, biology, and U.S. history. Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says the percentage of students passing each test increased since last year.
I think that this is just a testimony to the great work that's being done in our districts and in our schools and in our classrooms.
The passing rate on the U.S. history exam increased by 10 percentage points to 66%. Passing rates were up slightly for Biology 1, Algebra 1, and Geometry. Among South Florida districts, Palm Beach County Schools had the highest percentage of students passing the four exams this spring. Broward and Miami-Dade schools beat the statewide passing rate on the Algebra 1 exam. Students must pass the test to graduate. Governor Rick Scott signed a bill today that will allow some patients to be able to use a strain of low-potency marijuana. This strain, known as Charlotte's Web, is used to treat epilepsy and cancer. Florida legislators gave the measure strong support after lawmakers heard stories of children suffering from seizures who could be helped by the drug. Scott opposes a constitutional amendment to allow the use of medical marijuana, but said in a statement that he does not want to see kids suffer. The Miller School of Medicine's Brain Endowment Bank at the University of Miami has received an $8 million contract from the National Institutes of Health. Ana Viziana Suarez writes for the Miami Herald and has been following the story. She explains that the bank has about 2,000 brains in storage, with 500 more pledged. Still, demand exceeds supply.
A lot of people don't realize that having donated or signed a donated pledge for other organs does not include the brain.
The Brain Bank will spend the money raising awareness about brain donation, as well as providing researchers more access to the donated tissue. Researchers will use the brains to study diseases and disorders such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism, and schizophrenia. And over the weekend, Museum Park opened to the public. It sits between the Perez Art Museum and the Frost Museum of Science. WLRN intern Carla Javier reports.
Unless you turn around and look at the buildings to the west, it's hard to tell that this is downtown Miami. Water from the Biscayne Bay crashes against the rocks. Palm trees provide shade above. And instead of people traveling in cars, they stroll by leisurely, like Christina Perdomo from Palmetto Bay, who came to the park with her husband and son.
We're enjoying it so much. There's so much to see. I mean, you're right on the bay. You have all of the buildings of downtown to see. There's food vendors, you know, open grass space for kids to play. It's like, I'm so happy that Miami did this. It's great.
But as of just last week, the future of this space was up in the air. Last Tuesday, the city of Miami said no to David Beckham's proposed soccer stadium here. So far, the park has cost the city $40 million. Sandy Whalen came to check out the park on its opening weekend.
And if you look at the open spaces and imagine what it would have been like if there was a parking lot and a big construction piece, you really appreciate what it is now. It's beautiful, and it's what we really needed.
So no stadium, but plenty of space here for a pickup game of soccer among locals. I'm Carl Javier in Museum Park in downtown Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Lorenzo?